Good morning, everyone. We'll just review. We're in Perek Gimel of Shmuel Beis. It's been a few weeks since we've learned, since Pesach. So we'll just recap and then we'll pick it up. First, I just want to add, I should have said this before, but we're very much thinking about our Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael right now, who went on a very dangerous mission to Rafah to hopefully find what they're looking for and do their job to keep Israel and all of us very safe and secure. And we need to keep them in our tefillos. We always have been, but especially, you know, we need to double down in the days that we find ourselves in. So Perek Gimel, where are we now? David HaMelech, Shaul died. David HaMelech was made king over Chevron. And Ish-Boshet, Shaul's son, was made king over everyone, everywhere else. And there's already been a fight between these two factions. There was a civil war between these two groups, a small one, but it still was a civil war where people died, several hundred people died. And we see the two aggressors here are really David's general, who is Yoav, who is promoting David's side. And on the other side, you have Avner, who was Shaul's general, and now is Ish-Boshet's general. The part of this is that it became personal. It became personal because Yoav has a few brothers. He has a brother named Avishai, which we met briefly, and we'll meet a little bit more later in the Sefer. And he has a brother named Asael. Asael was killed by Avner in the midst of this war. Asael was chasing Avner to kill him, and Avner needed to defend himself and killed him in his fifth rib. We're going to see that this is the method of choice to kill somebody. It's killing people in their chomesh, which is the Mefarshim interpret as the fifth rib. If you want, I can send you a video where someone explains why this is the best way of doing it, where the fifth rib is located. This person did some research on it, and it goes straight into maybe the heart or an artery, and is like and someone dies very, very quickly and swiftly, okay, with very little pain, very little pain. So if you're defending yourself, you're an expert marksman, you know exactly where to direct your sword in this way. If you're on your phone, honey, you can Google on YouTube, fifth rib, comma, Shmuel, and you'll find it. I taught Sefer Shmuel Beis to seventh grade boys for a few years when I first started teaching. So any of these videos, actually it's not gory at all. It's zero blood. It's like a skeleton. They're just showing how it works. But it got all the kids very excited that this was happening. Shaul, like other kings, had Pilagshim, a Pilagesh is a co-wife, half-wife, a no-responsibility relationship, you could say, but some type of relationship, and that was a sign of being a king. Ish-Boshet accuses Avner of being, you're watching it now? Hey, Pops, so you watch it afterwards. You'll see it. It's like very, very quick. Very, very quick. So Ish-Boshet, the parak begins with Ish-Boshet being accused. Yeah.
Adam, when Hashem took Chava from the mid rib, says he opened the side of the mid rib because that's near the heart. It's part of mankind. So that's what he
would say. Oh, I know that. That's cool. Okay. Okay. Good, good, good. So Adam was, Chav was created from the fifth rib. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know. What did she say? You said it, you said it. So we're having trouble with our dryer recently. And there's like, there's a side way to get into the dryer, to to fix it from the inside that the layman would not know about. So sort of what you're saying is like this fifth rib has like it's like an access point to get in to the heart, obviously, so people can use it also in the other way. So Ishbosheth accuses his general, which is a really bad idea, of sleeping with all of his father's pilatshim, which Avner would never do. Avner is extremely loyal, and he yells back at Ishbosheth. He's personally offended. And within this accusation, what Avner really sees is something that he probably saw the entire time, but wasn't willing to admit it, that he is with the wrong man, that he, Ishbosheth, should not be the king. He's not acting kingly, and this is like the straw that broke the camel's back. This is the last sign that he needs, and he realizes he's made a mistake. So what does he do? So turn now to Pasuk Yud Beis. If you're on the sources, page 214. Vayishlach Avner Malachim al David. Avner sends messengers to David HaMelech. Tachtav Lemur. Lemi Aretz. Avner sends a very flowery and flattering message to David HaMelech. Lemi Aretz Lemur. Karsa Brischa Iti. Who is the owner of all this land? Right? Karsa Brisi Itcha Vihine Yadi Imach Lasev Elacha El Kol Yisrael. Make a deal with me. I'm asking you to make a deal with me, a bris, and in turn, you will be in charge of all of Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer. So if you were David HaMelech, what do you do? What do you do? Yes, no. What kind of deal? Okay, are you suspicious? You're not suspicious. Suspicious.
You said Avner was an upstanding person.
He was a loyal guy. He was a loyal guy.
So, you know, for the sake of maybe ending civil war, you try everything you can to make it work.
If you're an Ish Shalom, you're at least going to listen to what he has to say, and you're going to try to see whether he's honest. Right? Let's see if this can get done. So David immediately responds. Vayomer, again, this is like, we in our minds are like, this is over text message, but this is really going to take some time for this to play itself out. Vayomer, tov ani achros itzcha bris. Yes. Great. Good idea. I'll do this. Ach davar echad anuchi shal meitcha. Okay? I ask of one thing from you, and that is, before you even do this to me, I need you to bring me back my wife. Michal, Bat Shaul, was with somebody else. And in a show of kindness and good faith, I need my wife back. I know that she's with another man, and we discussed this already, how her and Barzillai put a sword in the middle of the bed, in the middle of the bedroom, to say, we know this is a sham marriage. We know it's not even real. But we can't leave the house because then my father's going to take you and imprison you or kill you. So we know we have to be in the same room together, but we know this is not real because I am a married woman. So please do this for me. Vayishlach David malachim al Ishboshet ben Shaul emor. So David sends messengers to Ishbosheth. He goes through the regular proper channels. He doesn't now say, Avner, you go ahead and do this. But David sends a direct message to the king of Yisrael. The names confuse me a little bit. This is Palti ben Laish, Paltiel ben Laish. Vayilach ita isha halochu v'cho acharei ad bachurim. Vayomer elav Avner lech shuv v'yashov. So he returns. Who does this? Who brings her back? Avner, right? Palti walks her halfway. they cry, and it's a very emotional time for the both of them. And they bring him back. Presumably, when Ishbosheth was asked of this request, he consulted with Avner. Avner made it go through. And this is a sign of good faith that David, that he's on Team David, that he really wants to make something work out. When you want to make peace, you need to see that both teams are actually playing by the same rules. And both teams, right, are actually interested in this goal of meeting with peace. Peace needs partnership, right? Not stalling tactics, not using the other side as political pawns and pushing things off. We all know too much about all of those things. Yeah. We have to assume that he knew that she was going to be faithful and loyal to him. Otherwise, why would she ask for him back? It could be there were back channels where he assured that. Maybe they were in touch. Maybe they're writing letters to each other or sending messages, back channels, one to another. It's a good question.
Maybe they had an arrangement. They broke up, you know, from each other.
Right. Maybe they foresaw that this was going to happen. Remember that she risked her life to save David. She put the mannequin in the bed and said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know. Come on. You knew. You knew. He wasn't snoring at night. You knew that it was him. So you knew." So she risked her life. She put herself out there. So he assumed that she was loyal, or he actually knew. Udvar Avner Hayayim Zikne Yisrael, a Moragam Tamogam Shasham Hasim Vakshim as David Lamelach Aleph. So, what does Avner do now? Avner, he doesn't go to David right away to sign the peace treaty. Who really is the face of Team Ishbosheth? It's not Ishbosheth. He's not the guy because he's not this political person who should be the king. Who really is the face? It's Avner. So Avner, even before he goes to David, A, he shows good faith. And secondly, he speaks to the leaders of the Jewish people, to the elders of the Jewish people, to Ziknei Yisrael. And he says to them, "I know that when Shaul was alive, just a few years ago, you didn't even want Shaul to be king. Who do you want to be king? David." Right? And dare I say, you made a song, David. No, we know you wanted David to be king. So he's garnering now political cloud power for David. Bata asu ki Hashem amar al David leimor biyad David avdi hoshia sami Yisrael miad plish the miad koyv. And he says to them, "You guys also know that Hashem is on David's side. And Hashem has given David this ability to save us from all of our enemies, from the Plishtim, which have been the main aggressors of the Jewish people," which we discussed why that is the Plishti way in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, "and from all other subsequent enemies." Vayidaber gam Avner ba'ozei Binyamin. Avner speaks to Binyamin. Why does he speak to Binyamin separately? He spoke to all the leaders. Gushal's from Binyamin. They're the ones that have the most fragile that could become, that could break off. We already have Pilegesh Begiva. Right? That's how Shoftim tragically ended. And they already feel a little bit disconnected. They have the first king. He dies. You give it to his son. And now you're ripping it away from them. This is not going to be good. So Avner very much knows what he's doing, and he goes personally to speak to Binyamin. Not to the elders of Binyamin, but to all of Binyamin. And to share this with them, that I think this is the right thing to do. Vayilakam Avner ledaber ba'ozne David bechevra. And then he goes to speak to David bechevra. Just to add here, He speaks to the Osnei David, the Osnei Binyamin, to the ears of what? So what do you think it means? Everybody? Because when he spoke to the elders, it just says he spoke to everyone. He spoke to them. Here, when it comes to Binyamin and to David, we'll get to David in a minute, but to Binyamin, it's Osnei Binyamin. He whispered. Why would he whisper it to them? Why do you think that's the way he would do it?
Because they'd be angry. It's capitulating.
So he whispered it so they calm down.
You're just telling them that this is happening.
So Osnei is a code word for us for knowing that it's spoken softly. Before the Jewish people leave Egypt, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber na bozneha. Speak to the Jewish people softly, gently, sensitively. About what? There was about taking gold and silver from the Egyptians before you leave. Why do you need to speak to them sensitively and softly there? Many people could have viewed the gold and silver as reparations for being slaves in Egypt. Rightfully so, they were slaves. And many people would not want to take those reparations from such a country that, you know, killed their children and tortured them for so many years. Hashem says, Moshe, this is a sensitive topic. When you talk to them about this, use your chachma. Don't teach us like you're teaching Kiddush HaChodesh. Don't teach the Jewish people this halacha like the commandment to wear tzitzis or put on tefillin or keep Shabbos. This needs to be done in a gentle way. That's like when the Torah uses that word, we know it needs to be done gently. So Avner speaks gently to Binyamin because of the potential, and then he speaks to David. Es kol asher tov b'nei Yisrael. He tells David that this is going to be good for Israel. You know how I know? I did the homework. I did the research. Uba'enei kol beis Binyamin, and it's good also for Binyamin. So you see now that Avner's a good guy. Avner wants what's best, not for him, but for the Jewish people. He realizes it's best for the people to have David as king. He does his homework. He acquiesces to the request of David. So everything seems to be good.
And see, how does he get to this? I just talked to Binyamin. But what could he tell them that they will accept David? What is his spiel to them? Unification of everybody. Knowing that now, so it came from Binyamin. Where are they at? What can he tell them to appease them?
So the Radak adds here, number one, you see how Shaul trusted David originally, and how everything David did was he was Matzliach.
So he tried to sell Binyamin on the goods of David.
And who? America. Yeah. And like, who started this? Like, you could sell this as a story that Shaul started this all. Who's the man behind David? It's Shaul. Forget about the last year and a half, 2 years. Forget about that. But look at him. He started this all, and Shaul probably would have wanted David to become king. And we all know it's not going to work out in each potion. So what does David do? He makes a state dinner. David's capital right now is in Hebron. If you want to impress the other dignitaries, you make a state dinner. You invite him in. You have the best food. Vayavo Avner al David Hebron vito esrim anashim. Avner comes with an entourage of people. Vayas David laAvner laAnashim asher ito mishta, and he makes him a party. Right? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. It's not just a big deal for the Jewish people. It obviously is. But the destiny of the Jewish people is tied up into David HaMelech. Vayomer Avner al David, Akuma ve'elcha ve'akpatza al Adoni HaMelech al Yisrael, ve'yichrasu yitzcha brit u'malakta b'chol asher taven afshacha. Avner then says to David, I'm going to go and rally and bring together all the Jewish people, and we're going to make a bris, a peace treaty between all the parties, and you will become king over all of Israel. Some write that this pasuk takes place before everything, right, which is going to be troubling momentarily, because you have to move back and forth within the story. Or what Avner is saying is, now I'm going to go back to everybody a second time. I went to them first to make sure they agree with David. And then I'm going back to them again saying, David also agrees to this. I'm double checking. You guys are in, right? You're in? Yes, we're in. Right? So that's probably the way that it worked out with the different opinions. Vihine Avdei David v'Yoav b'me'agdir. Who doesn't really know about this? Yoav, David's general. Yoav is the most protective of David, most wary. Every good, you know, king and, you know, leader, president, prime minister, you need somebody that you trust who is going to have your back, because there are people that are trying to trick you all the time. So Yoav happened to pop up at the king's house because he just came back from a battle. I don't know, whoever they were attacking or they were defending the Jewish people. The Shalal Rav Iman, they came back with a lot of spoils. And at the time, Avner was not sitting with him. Where did Avner go? Avner was already walking back home. Avner was in Chevron. That's where this scene is taking place. And Avner now is on his way out of Chevron, ready on his mission to establish peace with all of Israel and bring them united into one government. The Yoav b'chol tzavar shirito ba'u v'yegidu liyoav v'yemor ba'avner ben ner el ha'melech v'yishachayu v'yelech b'shalom. And as Yoav comes into the palace, someone says to Yoav, you heard what happened? It's a big deal. Avner was, you just missed him. You just missed him. Avner was just here. David made him a whole party. And David's going to become king all over Israel. Can you believe it? Yoav is like, you know, you have to pretend like you know, but you really didn't know what happened. And that's like very, it's very, very uncomfortable. And Yoav becomes suspicious. Vayavo Yoav el Hamelach, Vayomer Ma'asita, Hineba Avner Elacha, Zam Lamaze Shilachto Vayelach Haloch. Why did you send him out? Like almost as if I was coming in and you knew I was coming, you sent him away. Something, David, is not getting up over here. I don't feel comfortable with the situation. Yadata es Avner ben Ner. I know this guy. He is tricking you. Ki'im ki lefa. Lefatoscha bav ladas es kol matzecha des movaecha ladas es kol asher ta'oseh. He's up to no good. He's up to no good. David, I don't trust him. He came here. You know why? He wants to know your battle plans. He wants to know your attack strategies, and we're going to be done. Yes.
David make a tactical mistake here. As soon as he's offered this piece, you have a general. Shouldn't you say something to him and tell him what your idea was? Not that it seems to be very poor communication. this party and this whole thing happened.
Should never have happened.
The first thing that should have happened might have been with the bag. When this wolf was made, you have a general. You should have talked to the general. Get feedback. At least you have to listen to him. You should have got some feedback to him not to even know what was going on. It's very poor ruling by Dovin.
You're asking a very good question. We'll have to Monday morning quarterback this when we finish. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. And next week, we'll continue to see what happens when Yoav runs out towards the entrance to Chevron to meet up with Avner. What happens there? And then we'll have to discuss what could have changed in this story, if anything. I wish everybody a wonderful day.